analyst on TSN, former NHL, Ray Ferraro, joins us now to discuss. Ray, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I think everybody agrees, Ray. It's a bad play. It's a cheap play. It's a dirty play for sure. You played the game, and like, you must have seen guys who it's never really in their character who then just kind of have that moment where they make a completely bonehead decision.
Sure. Happens a lot.
Yeah.
And this is a comical decision by the league. Comical. What happens if JT Miller breaks his neck? Would he get 100 games?
Yeah.
Would he get 6 games? The only way JT Miller's not hurt here is because he was lucky. That was deliberate. It was intentional. I don't care that he doesn't have a history. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter. If you're a player that has done this a great many times, then it does matter. And the suspension would be worse because of your rap sheet, if you will. But it doesn't lessen the fact that this was irresponsible, it was careless, it was vicious, and it was an intent to injure. There is no way this was equitable to 4 games. I just saw the note, Jason, before I walked in, so I haven't had time to look at it. I'd like to see what the other 4-game suspensions are handed out this year. I don't have it in front of me, but I can't imagine any of them look like this.
It was. What were you expecting from the league?
Oh well, I don't expect anything from them. I think they've got the discipline thing so far screwed up that I never expect anything from them.
That's fair.
Quite frankly, I don't. Yeah. Because every time I guess a game, you know, I think I have a decent understanding of how the NHL game is played. Been around it for 30 years. I never get the number right. Never.
Yeah, me neither. I actually thought that the league would look at these as playoff games, and you know that we've seen it before. Playoff games were 3 regular season games. I actually thought they might only give them 2 or 3 because they would equate that to 6 to 9.
It's BS. Why equate them to playoff games? They're not. Just because they're trying to get into the playoffs, that shouldn't matter. Oh, what a coincidence. He's back for the last game against Calgary.
Yeah.
Well. Like, seriously. Do they not realize how silly this looks?
Yeah, but
they don't. They don't. They don't. Obviously. Yeah.
But honestly, it's no different than real life. You look at the punishments for crimes that people commit. It's slap on the wrists all over the place.
You can't compare it to real life.
No, but I'm not saying. I'm just saying. To me, we're afraid to want to make punishments hard. Like I've said, Ray, as a former player, you maybe would have a better intake on that. If you know going into the game, if you cross-check a guy, I don't care what the result is because it should never be based on injury. I agree with you there. You automatically get, if you cross-check a guy in the back from behind, it's 10 games. End of discussion. If you had those in stone, do you think guys would think twice or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think the punishments are near severe enough in a lot of cases. I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, Los Angeles and Vancouver are playing. And Tyler Toffoli, who has no history, cross-checks, shoves, pushes, whatever you want to call it, Alex Burrows into the boards from 4 feet away. I mean, he went head first in. No suspension. They said, well, yeah, the penalty was the 5-minute major. Okay. So there's no supplemental discipline. That, by definition, supplement means that you add something on to, or you possibly add something to what's been penalized in the game. Heck, Buffalo didn't even get a penalty. This needed to be more.
Yeah.
Tyler Toffoli should have, it doesn't matter whether you like Alex Burrows or not. And it doesn't matter that I live in Vancouver. I don't care one way or the other. Doesn't matter to me. I thought Burrows should have been suspended a game for the way he hit Paul Gostad the other night.
Me too.
Because if you break that down, and in Vancouver here, you know, it's like they can't, you know how the local medias are, right? They just, it kind of, stuff gets kind of whitewashed. They say, oh, you know, he was on a track. He never changed his skating. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he totally did.
He stopped moving his feet just in the area where he made contact with Gostad. And now Bieksa comes out and says, oh, their players were, you know, their trainer was on the ice more than their players. Well, Gostad's not playing tonight. So I would say that, you know, by some of their crazy logic, Burrows should have gotten a game for this. So I'm not defending Burrows at all. What I'm saying is that from the other hit. What I'm saying is Toffoli should have been suspended. And Bufflin, in my NHL, that would have been 8 games for him. Too bad. Bad choice, bad decision, dangerous, intent. It was all sitting there. And 4 games, not a chance.
Ray Farrell from TSN joins us. Ray, the Edmonton Oilers got spanked by the Anaheim Ducks last night. No surprise, because the Ducks are basically 50 points ahead of them in the standings. But nobody, the Ducks are actually, you go to the Vegas odds, Minnesota has higher odds to win the Cup than the Ducks. The Ducks currently with the most points in the NHL. When you see the Ducks, what do you see as the big question marks why a lot of people aren't picking them to come out of the West?
Well, I would say two things. One is the uncertainty in goal. They don't even really seem to have a handle on who they're going to start, whether it's John Gibson or Frederik Andersen. That's number one. And number two is they look like a really top-heavy team. And top-heavy teams, if you can find a way to shut down the top part of the lineup, you're probably going to be successful. And one of the ways that playoff hockey varies so greatly from the regular season, say you're in a 3 or 4 game slump, and then you happen to come across the worst team in the league, and you score a couple of goals, you feel good about yourself, you're out of your slump, off you go. Well, you're in a 3 game slump in the playoffs, you got to face the same guys again, and then again, and then again. Pretty soon the series is over. And so a top-heavy team always is a little more susceptible. And Anaheim is that. I mean, Ryan Kessler's a terrific player. Cogliano will be a secondary guy for them that can score some goals, although he's had a little bit of a rough season in spots. But their secondary offense behind the big boys, behind Perry and Getzlaff, is a little bit concerning. And the fact that they've run about 9 different left wingers beside them, and they can't seem to really get comfortable with anybody, is certainly a concern.
Which goalie do you like better in Anaheim?
Oh, boy. You know, that's a tough one, Jason. I mean, I've seen John Gibson play some unbelievable hockey in his infancy of his career. And I watched him in Game 7 implode last year, where he just kind of fell apart against Los Angeles. He looked young. He looked like a kid. Frederik Andersen has had this early part of the year when they didn't have anybody else. I want to say he played like 18 or 19 games in a row.
Yep.
And he had a great run. I mean, they didn't have a choice. There was basically, if you got pads, good, coming back up. They didn't have anybody else. And so yet last year in the playoffs, he started and all of a sudden he was right out of the mix. So to answer your question, and then it became pretty obvious to myself even as I was answering it, I don't know. I think you will see both goalies in the series. In wherever they start, I think you'll see both goalies. If one guy has a clunker, I don't think Bruce Boudreau will have any qualms about changing and going to the other guy.
Ray Ferraro joins us. Ray, you look at the teams in the West. With the Bufflin injury, now he's suspension, out for 4 games. They are currently 1 point behind Calgary, 2 points ahead of L.A. L.A., I think, has kind of got an easy game tonight with the Oilers' 3rd game in 4 nights, and they've got that'll be their game in hand. They win, then they're technically ahead of the Jets because of more regulation wins. Who do you think misses, Winnipeg, Calgary, or L.A.?
I don't know. You know, I would say Winnipeg, given this news today, we all tend to react to bad news like that and say, okay, well, they're going to be out of it. Yet Winnipeg's hung in there without Perreault, without Bufflin, without Little for a long period of time. And then they get them back, and now they got to do it without Bufflin again. Can they do it for the 4 games? I don't know. I mean, they're going to get Vancouver in there on Saturday. That's an important game for them. Vancouver can pretty well solidify their spot if they get a win on Saturday, I think. Even if they lose tonight in Chicago. I think L.A. is going to make it. They get, 2 games against Edmonton? They play Vancouver twice. I mean, the destiny's in their own hands. And I don't think they're as good a team as they've been in the past. I know lots of people think, hey, they'll get in on the last day and do it again. I don't think so, but I do think they're going to get in. And You know, I've waited for Calgary to fall apart all year. They never seem to do it. So I'll say Winnipeg, but I don't say it with a great deal of confidence because they've shown incredible resiliency, the Jets have. Just when they look like they got no players, they find a way to win again. Their goalie had fallen apart, and then all of a sudden here comes Pavlik, and he's virtually the goalie of the month. You know, it's been a really, really good season in Winnipeg with some pretty trying circumstance.
Ray, you asked, I was looking up the other suspensions that were four games this year. Anton Volchenkov early in the year got that four games for the illegal check to the head. John Scott got four games for his sucker punch.
Yep.
John Moore early on in the year when he...
It was a hit to the head, right?
Yeah, a hit to the head. He actually got five games for that. Carcillo got six for his cross check. Zach Rinaldo on that Chris Letang hit, he got eight.
Okay, now, so if Daniel Carcillo's was six,
yeah,
I know he's got a history, but you mean to tell me that was two games worse than Bufflin's?
Yeah, I agree.
It's not a chance.
Yeah.
He cross-checked him in the arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I totally agree with you on that one. Also, the Kulikov submarine on Sagan, he got four games.
Got four.
And
right.
Nazem Kadri, his hit in Edmonton, got four games too.
And so I would say the majority of those heavier ones, they're all with hits to the head, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, the Kulikov was a dangerous hit, and that's why he got four, the hit on Sagan. And really, he should have gotten four for that. But... I just can't. I think what Bufflin did is almost worse than any of it. I mean, the position that JT Miller was in, and Bufflin is in the position he's in, I mean, that could have been catastrophic.
Yeah, it was such a strange play too. Like there was nothing that premeditated. It was odd.
Yeah, it was really odd for him to do that.
Yeah.
And as you were, you know, introing the, you know, as I was getting set to come on, he's had an unbelievable season.
Yeah.
He really has. He's just been remarkable when he's played. And this was a horrific decision. And it very easily could be the final straw for Winnipeg. I mean, that's going to be a tough one to overcome.
Ray, where are you? What games are you doing next?
I've got three games left for the season. Pittsburgh at Ottawa. This is all next week. Pittsburgh at Ottawa. Ottawa at the Rangers. Ottawa at Philly. And then it's time to put the ball in the ground and hit it around.
Oh, really? You don't even have to do any panel playoff work.
I go to the World Championships in Prague, April 29th, which I'm looking forward to. One of the world's great cities, and I'm looking forward to going back. My family's coming there, and then probably some panel stuff for the finals, but this will be a far more relaxed playoffs, that's for sure. I'll be watching it from my couch.
Well, enjoy it. It's a fun seat to watch sometimes, I can tell you that.
Oh, you betcha. It'll be, and the first round is setting up to be incredible. It really is. There's a chance for like five or six unreal series, and I'm looking forward to it.
Ray, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Appreciate your time.
You betcha, Jason. Have a good one.